Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the great outdoors, this is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Saturday, January 14th. I guess I should be a little professional here. Another cruise operator has been spotted going back to in-person muster drills. This time it's Region 7 Seas Cruises, where a photo was posted online by Gary Bembridge showing the guests lined up to complete the 45-minute drill before the ship sailed away. In a tweet, Gary said, "After digital muster drills on all my cruises since the end of the shutdown, it was a surprise we had a 45-minute in-person briefing." E-muster was first introduced during the cruise industry shutdown by Royal Caribbean Group to prevent the gathering of large groups on board. Royal Caribbean's Adventure of the Seas was the very first cruise ship in North America to use the process back in June of 2021. And last year, Disney Cruise Line reverted back to in-person muster drills after doing the e-muster since the restart for them back in August of 21. And if it's not the airlines causing issues for cruise passengers, it's the weather. Cruise ships planning to visit the Bahamas this weekend have the potential to be diverted over a strong cold front that's making its way through the southeast. The National Hurricane Center has forecast the front to bring waves up to 16 feet and gale force winds around the area of the Bahamas. And for reference, gale force winds are sustained winds between 34 and 47 knots. Norwegian Cruise Line has already canceled calls to private island Great Stirrup Cay for later today. Royal Caribbean's chief meteorologist James Van Fleet said that high winds could prevent challenges for docking this weekend in some ports in the Bahamas. Later on today, seven cruise ships are scheduled to dock in Nassau, so we'll see if that actually happens. And finally, Viking has announced its 2024-2025 World Cruise, which will be 180-day sailing around the globe. The sailing will be aboard Viking Sky, visiting 85 ports in 37 different countries. It'll depart Port Everglades in December of 2024 and end in New York City on June 17th of 25. The World Cruise also includes overnights in 13 ports, including Haifa, Singapore, and Istanbul, also at Auckland, Bali, and Bergen, Norway. The price of this one for 180 days, $60,000 per person. And cruise line stocks were up on Friday. Carnival Corporation up 2.3%, 10.52. Royal Caribbean up 1.7%, 63.48. And Norwegian up 2%, 15.74. Breaking news and industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. Here in Layton, Utah, where it's about 38 degrees right now. I can see my breath, and I'm missing St. John right about now. Take me back. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today. Have yourself a great weekend.